And we're back on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. An old friend of WREF and area high school football guru Mike Scavara is here on the Ref, back where he belongs. Now, Mike, I'm not going to lie to you. Really appreciate you coming on. I'm a little intimidated because I still, to a certain degree, feel like the new guy in town. I still kind of feel like I'm in Dan Nagurski's shadow, and there are worse places to be. But as the longtime host of this show, which was once called All About Sports, now, of course, the Ref's Call, longtime voice of sports in Southwest Indiana, Dan left some big shoes to fill, and you were right there alongside color commentary, filled in on the show a few times. So how am I doing? I'm trying to do my best, you know, Dan Nagurski impression. Give me a grade or something like that.
Well, I tell you what, you filled his shoes very admirably. And whenever someone is talking about sports, it's always a great, and certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk football with you, Brett.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. It's so close, we can smell it at this point. High school football kicking off the middle towards the end of this month in Southwest Indiana. We can't wait to air it again here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app all over the SIAC. What's happening right now in the world of high school football? I know that there was an IFCA poll just dropped, and we're going to get to that in a moment. But right now, what's happening in the sport? What's happening in the local landscape of area football?
Well, certainly August 4th is when official practice started, and the first weekend in August, you know, a lot of their inter-squad scrimmages by the schools in Southwest Indiana. And then second week, you know, a lot of the schools will be scrimmaging other schools. And we're going to kick it off for real, the first of nine Fridays in the regular 2025 season, where it's going to be starting Friday, August 22nd.
You know, I can't wait for it. I know that there are more than 300 high schools competing in this great sport, in this great state. And, of course, we have some great teams locally. We'll talk about them soon in the poll. Mike, you've been doing this a long time. You've seen a lot of good teams, a lot of great players come and go. This time of year is so important in formulating great teams, great rosters, great camaraderie to translate to Friday nights and Saturday afternoons. What does it usually take for the best teams to emerge as the best teams towards the end of the fall season? What does it take to create a great team by your estimation?
Well, certainly the talent, but in the IHSAA, the Indiana High School Athletic Association, now Brad, they allow a lot of practice during the summer.
Yeah.
When I used to coach in the 1970s up in Northwest Indiana at Lowell High School, you really almost couldn't see your players in the summer at any extent that they have today. So a lot of the schools, or all the schools, you know, they put in a lot of their offense and defense and their conditioning together, and doing it as a team, you know, you build that teammate compatibility that, you know, at any level they want, high school, college, or pro. So that you know, building as a team, getting together as a team, trusting your teammates this summer has what it's been all about. And now that they've gone into regular practice and everybody's basically in school now, it's just fine-tuning those things and getting ready for your opponent. But certainly the talent is good, but the mental preparation and the teamwork, I think, is essential to answer your question.
Hopefully we're not getting too off topic, but you've been in this sport for such a long time. I'm kind of interested to hear your perspective on it. Talking about the summer workouts, and that might not have been a prevalent part of the game when you were coaching up in Northwest Indiana, but I'll ask you this. What does it say about the growth of the game that turnout in the summer has been great all over the city of Evansville? That's what I'm hearing, at least, school to school. Where does that come from, the growth of the sport and the affinity to the sport, even in the summer?
Well, Brad, the Indiana Football Coaches Association, which I kind of help out with their weekly poll,
yeah,
they have been a really moving force in partnering with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and even getting a state tournament come to fruition. Before 1973, the state of Indiana didn't even have a football state tournament. So the Indiana Football Association, in concert with the IHSA, has grown it from actually when it was just a 12-school tournament to 1985, when every school in the state, we've got 313 in six classes, have done it. And I think a big moving force is that IFCA organization, and I think it's one of the best in the 50 states.
Let's talk about the IFCA, the poll just released earlier a couple of days ago, and you're looking at the area teams. Castle in 5A ranked 10th. In 4A, Heritage Hills 2nd, Wrights is 7th. Memorial in 3A 2nd. Third place team in 3A is Gibson Southern and Modern Day slotting in at 5th. And so you got Springs Valley in Class 1A at 8th and Paoli 14th in 2A. So you got all these area teams, especially in Evansville. And the poll tells us who is going to probably be there, or at least is right there right now with the expectations, preseason expectations. That's a burden, right, I'd imagine, on some of these coaches and players. But who do you like, broad strokes? Which teams stick out to you before we kick off?
Well, of these 30 teams in Southwest Indiana, yeah, when you're ranked, a lot of that sometimes has to do with how your previous program was the year before. But all those teams that you mentioned, they have been leaders in their particular classes the whole time. And basically, you've got two conferences, the Southern Indiana Athletic Conference, the 10 schools in that one, all the Evansville public and parochial schools, along with Castle and Vincennes and Jasper. And you look at those, and probably the top tier are the ranked teams. And you throw in a North, a Jasper as well. And I'm not trying to leave out anyone else out. Vincennes, does a good job. And of course, you've got a lot of the teams sit in 4A with Bossy Central in Harrison. Those are some key teams. And of course, in 3A for high school in the state of Indiana, you've got three SIAC schools, Memorial and Modern Day, along with Vincennes. Of course, the two biggest schools enrollment wise are in 5A, Castle and North. So, those schools all been working pretty strong. The Pocket Athletic Conference, the ranked schools, you got the the Gibson Southern come away in the 3A, Southridge also part of that as well. In 4A, you've got some strong teams in there. Heritage Hills, they were 3A, they moved up into 4A because of the success factor, as is Coach Wilkerson's championship game victory over Fort Wayne Lures in the state finals last year. But when you're also looking at 4A, the other PAC schools are Boonville and Washington. So a lot of those are the key schools. And actually in 2A, there's two different sectionals. In 39, I got North Posey and Pike Central from the PAC. And in 2A, Tell City is a PAC. And, of course, Paoli also in the area.
Again, Mike Scavara, area high school football guru, is here on WREF, the Brinkers Jewelers phone line. Brinkers Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lawrence Expressway, an Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinkers Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. DirectSportsNetwork.com, talking about high school football coming up, and we're so excited to air the action right here on WREF in the middle of this month. Now, Mike, I have to ask you, because you are a part of the Tiger Sports Network, the official statistician of Memorial Football. We know the Tigers lost some talent from graduation, but John Hurley, what's he saying about this group and about this year as kickoff approaches for week one?
Well, Coach Hurley has been there a while, his 18th season, and last year he became the winningest head football coach for Memorial in their 100-year history. And you're right, when you lose players and captains like they had with Matthew Fisher and along with Luke Elsperman and Alex Brochiers and Mattingly up there, so there's a lot of good players that they've lost, but they've got some good players returning. I think the Memorial Tigers and just about every school probably in the Southern Indiana Athletic Conference and PAC, it's all about coming up with depth and how you can develop those underclassmen.
Again, that's Mike Scavaro of the IFCA, and of course, the National Football Foundation, the Tiger Sports Network. The credentials go on and on, part of the quarterback club in town. If it is at all related to football in Southwest Indiana, Mike knows about it, and that is why we're so lucky to have him right here on WREF, hopping on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Mike, you're the man. Thank you so much for taking the time. I can't wait for high school football. Now, it's one of those situations, right, where it's kind of like this. You're at a restaurant, you're really hungry, and you order an appetizer for the table. And you're thinking, okay, this will hold me over. But really, just the taste of food gets you even more hungry. Well, now, just a taste of high school football, I'm starving for some actual week one action. Thanks to you.
Well, it's just like I always tell people, your favorite dessert, do you like eating it with a fork or a spoon? It doesn't matter, long as it's there and football is there and getting ready to come away with the broadcast. And I encourage everyone to listen to the ref on their weekly ball games. They can catch some streaming on the internet on the IHSAA Champions Network and IHSAATV.org. Memorial games, they'll play all the other Southern Indiana Athletic Conference schools, so it's not just not Memorial, it's Southwest Indiana SIAC schools that you can watch either live or they're archived. And it's always great talking football, no matter if it's different parts of football and different organizations that support it, Brad. And without you, people wouldn't know about what's going on, not only about football, but all the other great sports, not only high school, but college, and even pro in Southwest Indiana.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, it's some kind words, and again, really appreciate you coming on the program today. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.